2264, Joseph Maggio, northeast of intersection of Route 16 and Route 30. A special use exception for additional ground sign and wall signs.
Name and address.
Joe Maggio, 21 Ocean Drive, Unit 901, Florida.
And you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
How are you?
Fine.
I'm here tonight for a variance for two signs that are already in place. One of them is a ground sign that is in front of Kemp's liquor store. It was there when I purchased it. I didn't know it wasn't permitted. I've been working with the office to get the permits. I believe that's, or at least it's paid for, pending this variance. And there is one less sign on the property since the renovation, and I put a logoed eagle on the building, and I didn't realize I needed a permit for that since I replaced there was like a Jamaican rum sign on there, and I replaced that. I did bring copies of the survey showing some of the signs and a copy of the pictures from when I purchased it with the original. It shows the ground sign clearly in place. I just didn't know it wasn't permanent. I made copies of these and blew them up if you want.
I believe they all have copies of them.
I'm not sure if you have a copy of what it looked like before. This is the original.
Oh, okay, fine. Tried to supply them with everything. They don't have a copy of that, no.
There's the ground sign right there.
Mr. Rickard, how come this wasn't picked up before?
How come what?
How come the signs already existed for so long?
How they weren't picked up before, I couldn't answer that. They're out there right now. That's the reason they're out there.
I think we picked up some new clients since we renovated it.
Yeah, they had it renovated before.
But the how long is the sign with all the boards been there?
There was a wood clap sign for Mr. Kemp had a bait and tackle shop in the garage portion of that. You said bait and tackle on it with those wood slats.
Right.
And some monthly Budweiser signs or whatever was special for the month.
The South Shore border sign.
That's gone. Those were the contractors that were doing the renovations. It was a temporary contractor sign, and they're off the property.
Okay, so the locksmith is not going to be there?
Yeah, the locksmith is coming off of there because I've been working with the office and it can't, if they don't have a tenancy there, it can't be there. That is coming off of there.
Okay. Window signs aren't considered, Mr. Rickard?
The signs at what, John? I can't hear you.
The signs in the windows aren't considered as signs, wall signs?
Like Bud Light, stuff like that? No.
The neons?
No. Just the ones up under the over on top.
The two dormers?
But what it says, Corona Extra and Kemp's Liquors. They are also Kemp's Liquors on the left-hand side. That's a wall sign. They're both wall signs there.
And the 4x36 sign says Kemp's Liquors on the back of the property. Is that still there?
It is still there. That's the original sign, too. Annette Maget took it down and repainted it for me and put it back up. There was also a pole sign on the survey, which was down when I purchased the property, because it's very windy there. So if you don't have it on, like, heavy chains, then we took that down, repainted it, redid it, put that back up. That's
all. How many businesses are on this property?
There's going to be two businesses on the property, maybe a total of three. I'm working right now on a conditional use for the upstairs apartment, which I was issued a building permit for, but I'm not allowed to have that use on the property right now.
So So Major Locksmith's not on there, Beach Rental's not on there, is that right?
Yeah, I'm actually a realtor, and I own the Century 21 Magic Shields, and I do have the property for lease right now, so I have my Magic Shield sign on there. I've been talking with the permit office about, they said I could take it off and put it in the window of the vacant spot where the sub shop is going, so I'm going to do that.
That's correct. Okay, oh, the other ones there, that would make it an off-premise sign. The Major Locksmith, the Beach Rentals, they're off-premise. And the Mago Shields. Maggio, is it?
It's Maggio.
Maggio. So that's not permitted.
Which?
I think the variance for tonight, though, was for the ground sign that was there, and it was for the logoed sign. That was my understanding for tonight.
A second ground sign.
Right.
Which you could have Kemp Liquors there facing 16, if it wasn't two of them. You'd have one.
Okay.
It says Kemp's Liquors. If you had it housed in there, Major Locksmith and Beach Rentals, and you could have had those there as a ground sign. Okay.
Okay.
They're not.
Well, they'll be coming down.
But the picture in the back of this package shows one of those marquee-type signs. That no longer there?
From what I gathered, it's no longer there.
Which sign?
The ones.
This ground sign? Yeah, that is there.
That's still there?
The ground sign, yes.
Okay. So you're looking for two ground, you got one ground sign now facing in Route 16. What do you got on 30?
I have the pole sign and the board sign that has Kemp's at the top.
Right, that's the second ground sign. The other sign is illegal to have, okay?
Which one?
One on 30 and you have one on 16. Is that correct? Says Kemp's?
That's correct.
Okay.
Then you have one on the corner of 30 and 30.
Then you have one on the corner.
Right.
Okay. Normally you allow one ground sign.
That's right. And one road frontage.
You've applied for an additional ground sign.
Okay, the one that's on the corner of 5 and 30, that was there.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't, okay.
It doesn't matter.
All right.
You're allowed.
Yeah, right. Just tell me
so
what
the
I
question
do.
Is, the question is you're allowed one ground sign. Your
right.
request is for an additional one, plus two additional wall signs.
Okay.
You can have one.
What would you like? What are you asking for?
Because I really don't want to take down the eagle, and I don't want to take down Mr. Kemp's sign or my pole sign. If you want me to pull the lit 4x4 sign, I'll pull it off if you want that off.
Okay. So you'd like to keep the one that faces the corner or the intersection.
Right.
The one that is on 30.
Right.
Okay. And then, of course, the three signs that are on the building.
No, two of the signs are, I'm sorry, which three signs that are on the building?
You have three wall signs.
Right, I have Eagle and the eaves signs that are in the eaves.
That's what you want to...
Okay. That's correct.
Now, on the one that faces the intersection, the Kemp's Liquors is considered a sign.
Mm-hmm.
What size is that, 4x8?
Yes.
Okay. All the others are coming off?
Yes.
What are you going to do when there's two other tenants?
The tenants are allowed to have a sign on the board. That was my understanding.
You're allowed of what, 150 feet, square feet?
150 square feet.
Okay. And what size is this?
It's supposed to be under.
That there, I have no idea what size that is. What size is the Kemp and all them put together?
I added it up with the permit office. I don't remember her name, but it was under the square feet. And she gave me a maximum that the other signs could be for the tenants.
You're allowed 150 square feet, period.
Well, okay.
Right.
If this top one is 4x8, I would say you could.
I do.
You have more than 150 square feet, but you're allowed only, keep that in mind, you're only allowed 150 square feet.
Okay.
Okay.
And you're allowed 100 square feet on your facing on your building.
Okay.
Okay. So whatever. you have there, okay, is 100 square feet.
Okay.
Well, gentlemen, I'd like to request that maybe we could table this to our next regular meeting to allow the office the chance to look into this and get back to what's there, what's not there.
Okay.
Because Mr. Mills raised a lot of, you know, questions, and give them a better opportunity to come back to us and find exactly what he does need. And what, well, I would like to request that.
I'll send an inspector out there to make sure. I know they got the violation and everything. I'll send an inspector out there to make some observations again. And
so what signs are coming off he wants off?
We said that we were...
The eve signs, the Corona light.
He wants to keep
this sign.
Okay. That faces the corner.
Okay.
He wants to keep the one in the back of the property that says Kemp's.
Yeah.
On the pole.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to keep this one and these two.
Two.
Okay.
One that he doesn't necessarily want to keep as well.
That one there, yeah, one on that far end going into town.
Okay.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Still give the officer enough time to find out.
If you take that sign down, okay, the one going into town?
Uh-huh.
Okay. In the meantime, you take that down to the next, the board says that you keep it on the regular meeting. If you want that, they're going to table it tonight. Until you do that, then we'll go, you're going to take the other signs down?
Yes.
Okay, you take those down. Now I got something I can bring back to the board to say, this is what they want right here. Okay, that would be a second ground sign. Okay, and then you'd be asking for two additional wall signs.
Okay,
so that would take all the confusion out of it if you do your homework there first. Then the board can look at the sign that you want and say, okay, we'll make a decision on the second ground sign as it looks now. And we'll take a picture of it for the board.
Okay.
Is this portion of the building where a sub shop's going to go?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't imagine that they wouldn't want to also have a wall sign. If in the event they do, don't just put one up there.
I had a professional sign installer install the other one, so I thought, you know, they would handle the permitting process, but now I know the process.
Okay. And what I personally would recommend, and I think I speak for the board, is that at that point you consider all of your signage and maybe something entirely different.
Right.
At that time. That's
right. So when you accomplish all that, call the office and tell them that the chief inspector can remember. Sue Isaacs is the chief inspector, asked to speak to her, and you've done it. She'll send out an inspector to take pictures to present to this board. Once we have them, we'll schedule you on the schedule.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Are there any further questions then from members of the board? Not yet, I'm getting to. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we table case number 10,264 to our next regular meeting.
Hey, do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 10,264 to our next regular meeting, which will be on October the 20th. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next case, please.